Busy Woman Seeks Wife by Annie Sanders. Read by Kim Hicks. Chapter 1. In my bed! They were at it in my sodding bed! Never! Yup! Right there! Big hairy bum in the air and Manuela's legs! Oh, God, I don't even want to think about it! You must have given her the fright of her life. Well, I think I've probably rendered him impotent for life. Ugly sod. Oh, God, Saf, I feel so dirty. Like I've been violated or something. Want to come over? Can I? Will Max mind? Course not. He loves you. Any time. Though I'll have to sort out the kids. I'll bring a bottle. I need anaesthetic. I'm in shock. Saffron laughed. Stay calm. Alex put down the phone and turned back to the chaos in her room. Her cushions strewn everywhere, a bowl of foreign change smashed on the floor, the blanket from the bed hurled into the corner. She wanted to throw up. She'd heard the strange noises the minute she'd shouldered open the front door, back home earlier than anticipated, with an overnight bag in one hand and a laptop in the other. Dumping them in the narrow hallway, she'd thought Manuela might be moving furniture in her bedroom to clean behind it. Though that would be a first. Her Spanish cleaner didn't move anything if she could help it, and struggled at the best of times to figure out the workings of a can of Pledge. Oh, the irony. Alex had purposely thumped about the flat a bit so as not to give the poor woman a fright, and called her name before opening the bedroom door. For a moment, she hadn't quite been able to work out what was going on, and had said, "Sorry," as if two people screwing in her bed at 2:15 on a Wednesday afternoon was normal. Then, the horror of the situation dawned on her, not to mention the wobbling nether regions, the man's suit on the floor, tartan boxers off, shirt and socks still on, and...